Even if the Trans-Pacific Partnership might not cross the congressional finish line until later this year, the chief agricultural negotiator for the agreement wants education to start now. Speaking via FaceTime to members of the U.S. Grains Council, Ambassador Darcy Vedder said that if Congress were to be able to get to the Trans-Pacific Partnership in the post-election lame duck session, she wants them to be well-versed on why so many agricultural stakeholders are supportive of the deal. However, she says that means advocacy needs to start now.
This is an election year. There are a lot of, obviously, political wrangling going on. Trade is a sensitive issue, and so clearly this plays into those politics. But if you just think about the calendar, in order for us to be able to consider this bill, even in a lame duck period, we need to start changing hearts and minds now.
Vedder says the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative is currently working with congressional leaders to find the best time to submit a bill that would implement the agreement, which would start a clock of 90 legislative days for the agreement to make its way through the House and Senate. With that in mind, she says proponents won't have time to broker support once that clock starts.
We then don't have time in a short period of the lame duck session to both change minds and push the vote across the finish line. And so educating your members of Congress, your local communities, others who may not be as familiar with trade, about why it's important that they advocate for TPP really needs to start now.
Lawmakers are already working on a shorter legislative calendar in 2016, with party conventions being held in July, and late last week, the nation learned of the passing of Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia. That news started an almost immediate fight between GOP leadership and the executive branch about nominating his replacement, which could take up future legislative days. Congress is on recess this week for the President's Day holiday. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.